स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं आप। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में दोपहर के 2 कप के बज चुके हैं। अब से लेके 3 बजे तक आपका और हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसका नाम बड़े प्यार से हमने गपशप रखा है, क्योंकि इसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नज़रों में अटकेंगी, खटकेंगी और दिल में समाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। ये बताते हुए कि हल्की हल्की बूंदाबांदी हमारे दफ्तर के बाहर हो रही है और आई थिंक कि फ्राइडे सैटरडे तक मौसम थोड़ा अच्छा हो जाएगा। आज के हमारे इस कार्यक्रम में आपके लिए 4 ज़बरदस्त इंटरव्यूज लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। सबसे पहले आइए मिलते हैं माइक कॉलोवे के साथ, जिन्होंने परसों एक ज़बरदस्त अनाउंसमेंट की है सी स्पैन के लिए $490.6 million देने की। ये इंटरव्यू उन्हीं के साथ है। उसके बाद हम आपकी मुलाकात करवाएंगे टोनी सिंह के साथ, जिन्होंने हमारे इवेंट के लिए बहुत ही ज़बरदस्त फ्रूट वॉल दी है और आने वाले दिनों में कौन से फल वगैरह आपको मिलने वाले हैं उसकी जानकारी। इसके बाद हम आपकी मुलाकात करवाएंगे कंजर्वेटिव पार्टी के 2 MPs के साथ, जो कि अल्बर्टा से हैं और उन्होंने पिछले दिनों यहाँ पे एक राउंड टेबल भी की थी। आप हैं गार्नेट जीनियस। और अंत में हम आपकी मुलाकात करवाएंगे डॉक्टर बुर्जी के साथ, जो कि बच्चों की मानसिक स्थिति के बारे में बात कर रहे हैं। तो आइए प्रोग्राम की शुरुआत करते हैं सबसे पहले माइक कॉलोवे के साथ। वी आर वेरी प्लीज्ड दैट वी हैव विद अस माइक कॉलोवे, हु इज पार्लियामेंट्री सेक्रेटरी टू द मिनिस्टर ऑफ फिशरीज ओशंस एंड कैनेडियन कोस्ट गार्ड। वेलकम टू द प्रोग्राम। यू मेड अ ह्यूज बिग अनाउंसमेंट टुडे, कैन वी टॉक अ लिटिल बिट अबाउट इट?
Well, it's a great day for British Columbia and a great day for Vancouver and C-SPAN. We announced today, myself and Jonathan Wilkinson, Minister Jonathan Wilkinson, $490.6 million for C-SPAN Vancouver Shipyards, and that Chishma is to initiate the next stages of procuring six multi-purpose vessels for the Canadian Coast Guard. So we're pleased for C-SPAN, pleased for the workers, pleased for new workers that are going to come on to help build these new vessels, and even more pleased that the Canadian Coast Guard is going to get state-of-the-art vessels that we need on the West Coast and the Arctic and on the East Coast.
Now, when we are talking about these vessels, are they for rescue? Are they for any other purposes?
Well, it's a great question. So these vessels are focused on doing many things. So icebreaking, maritime search and rescue, scientific research, responding to environmental concerns, emergency towing, deployment of buoys, as well as their focus is to support offshore fisheries patrol. So it really is in the title, multi-purpose vessels that are going to be designed for the challenges of the 21st century when it comes to protecting our oceans from a variety of situations. So again, exceptionally excited. The economic spinoffs that are the result of such a large contract. But more than that, Trishma, about 10 years ago, I visited, and in another life, I worked at the Nova Scotia Community College in Nova Scotia. And we came out to C-SPAN to see the work that they were going to do on the vessels back then and to see where C-SPAN has gone in terms of the numbers of people employed, the expertise that they've been able to garner, and the products that they're providing to us in the terms of vessels. I'm excited about these 6 vessels. The first one will come off the assembly line in 2030. This is really, really important for Canada's sovereignty, and just focusing on the next generation of multi-purpose vessels.
Now, when we are talking about these vessels, obviously when they're being built, you mentioned that there's going to be jobs for many people. Are these people going to be Canadian people who are going to be getting a job? So are you looking for people from outside of Canada to come and work here?
You know, it's a great question, and I think it probably will be a little bit of both, Shishman, in terms of the expertise that is needed both in country and looking at where we bring people in to provide their insight and their expertise. And again, what a great what a great opportunity for British Columbia and the current crop of people that are working up to 3,200 on existing projects. But what a great opportunity for, you know, the community college system, the apprenticeship system, and also the expertise that we'll seek in a variety of ways through opportunities that, you know, that will present themselves. And the spinoffs, you know, the spinoffs and the supply chain for British Columbia is immense. It's huge. And this is a real winner for British Columbia, a real winner for, I know, people like Jonathan Wilkinson and the rest of the British Columbia Liberal Caucus, who are strong advocates for this project and have been behind it from day one.
Now, I know that for fisheries and oceans, the federal government has been very proactive. I mean, starting from 2019 to now, they have been investing money. Can we talk a little bit about all the achievements that the Liberal Party has been able to achieve during this period for this particular cause?
Oh, absolutely. When you talk about the National Shipbuilding Strategy, you know, investments from about May of 2019, Shishma, you know, a range in the amount of about $15.7 billion for a variety of offshore patrol vessels and Arctic vessels. This is one of those things that is pan-Canadian, too. We have Irving Shipbuilding, that is focused on vessels and building vessels. And then you have Seaspan. This is an immense amount of investment going in to, again, sovereignty for Canadians, the Canadian oceans, but also the jobs that it is creating and the multiplier effect. And, you know, having worked many years in post-secondary and having taught supply chain and whatnot, I can tell you when I looked at these numbers and the announcement that we made today, my jaw dropped a bit because it is huge. It's a huge amount. It's going to help a lot of things. It's going to help, not just, these individuals that are employed. It's the infrastructure around it, transit and housing and things of that nature that will, part and parcel be driven by these new jobs and these new opportunities. And I have to say that, the people that work at Seaspan are, they're a world-class organization, world-class workers, and they're developing world-class patrol vessels here in Vancouver.
No, we're very proud that at least whatever we are building right now is Canadian-built, and we are not buying stuff from America or the other countries. So it should be a feeling of pride that Seaspan is doing something that is very, very Canadian, and probably, in the future, be able to do other stuff for other countries too and bring money in.
Oh, absolutely, Shishma. Like, I'm with you. I take immense amount of pride to be able to tell people from coast to coast to coast that we're building our vessels here in Canada with Canadian workers, Canadian ingenuity. And guess what? Hey, why? Let's not stop there. Let's look at, what we could be doing for the rest of the world. Because when you have a generational contract like this one, you have generational expertise that you develop over time that you can then promote worldwide to say, we are the leaders in shipbuilding in the world, and we are, fast becoming, that signature country that people are coming to learn about the National Shipbuilding Strategy and how other countries duplicate it.
Now, many people are going to be very happy about this announcement. Are there going to be any other people who are going to be unhappy about this?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I honestly think this is a win-win-win for everyone. This is a win for the province of BC. The city of Vancouver, the workers of Seaspan, Canadian Coast Guard, the federal government. I will say this, Shishma. I look at today's announcement is when I hear certain people say that Canada is broken, I say, come to Seaspan. I say, come to Vancouver. That's baloney. That's bunk. It's not true. And boy, when we put our mind to it, Canadians can do great things like build vessels in Vancouver. We're not broken. The best is yet to come.
Fantastic. Thank you so very much for taking time and talking to us. And congratulations for such a beautiful announcement. Common people gives jobs and looks after them.
Absolutely. When you're making investments in Canadians, in my opinion, you can't go wrong. And I'll put my money every time on Canadian companies, Canadian workers.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sushma.
And as promised, we have Tony Singh from Fruticana with us. Tony, you're most welcome in our program. It seems like you and I are talking after a long, long time.
Yes, every time we come on the radio with you, it seems like yesterday, but you said it's been a long time. Time passes by quickly.
So last time when we were talking about Radia. So that was in January.
Correct. Yeah, we already in end of March.
That's it.
And summer around the corner.
So spring is around the corner. Yes. And so new kind of fruits are going to be around the corner, right?
But you know what that means. Soon as the weather changes, you know what comes in the season.
What is
Rajan
it?
Rajan mangoes are here.
Rajan mangoes are here already?
Already. It'll be in the stores.
Oh, wow. Wow. So people who've been waiting for it, they are here. They are going to hear from our program right now.
Yep. Well, it'll be in the store first thing.
And
when the doors open, it'll be on the display. It's long waited. Usually we get them a little earlier at the beginning of March. This year, it's been a little slower. But the Mother Nature, you cannot control that. So we waited until the mangoes are ripe on the trees. So now they're ripe and ready to eat. And when the mangoes come out, so does the good weather.
That's true. Now, we have been having fantastic weather, although a little bit of rain is expected in the next little while. Having said that, we do need the rain for all the crops that need to grow in British Columbia. But these mangoes have come from Mexico?
Correct. So they come from Mexico, so it's much warmer there. So as the weather gets, Mexico's always warmer, but it needs a little bit more heat to get the sugar in the mangoes. So it's much warmer now. The mangoes are full color now.
I want to thank you right now when I say that for our event that happened on Sunday. I asked you to be a sponsor and you said, why don't you keep a fruit wall there? And I never heard that before, but you sent me a picture and I remember seeing it somewhere, but I don't recall where. And it is so beautifully displayed. Tell me a little bit about the fruit wall.
Well, every time you go to functions, galas or any function, you always see all the mitiyais and sugar and fried stuff. So we decided a number of years ago, how can we present something healthy at the end of it? It looks beautiful. I've seen people do flower walls, take pictures with. Well, what about mangoes and plums and oranges and all kind of fruits that you can actually take home at the end of the night when you're done with the pictures?
Isn't that just beautiful? And your presentation, the picture that you had sent me, looks amazing. And I want our listeners to know that this last Sunday, we had the fruit wall in the auditorium, and people were just looking at it with their mouths full of saliva, because the mangoes looked ever so appetizing, and so did all the other fruit that you sent, Tony. Thank you for that.
With you at the end of the night.
That is very nice of you. That's it.
Yeah. You share.
In our function. But after they've tasted that, they should go to a Fruticana store near their house and buy a full petty of mangoes, exactly like Tony likes it. Right?
That's right. So this will be little samplers.
A little teaser for them.
Teaser, correct.
Apart from Rajan mangoes, which are synonymous with Fruticana, what are the other fruits that we can expect during springtime and upcoming summertime in Fruticana stores?
Well, the summer is still, it seems far away, but it's around the corner. California product starts a little earlier, so you will be seeing peaches and plums and nectarines in the next couple of months. And once that sort of peak, and then our local peaches and plums and cherries will start in June, July. So, you know, not far away, a lot of local product. But right now, it's just the mangoes. Right after the mangoes out of Mexico, California, will be the watermelons, the cantaloupes.
Wow.
So a lot of good stuff, you know, coming few months down the road. You have a lot of juicy product available. And there will be a lot of local product available by the summertime.
When we're talking about the local production and stuff that you also get in Fruticana, you can get everything and anything that people desire from India. Which are the new stuff that in the last little while you have brought into the country which people never saw it here? I remember many years ago we talked about manje, remember? The ones that you brought, people can bring them here. They can put it in their veranda, and when the sun is out, they can lie there and enjoy the sunshine.
Right. There's always been, you know, new items, santra candies and all the other kind of candies that we used to buy as when we were little kids from the corner shop in the village or in the bazaar. All those things are A to Z, it's here in our Fruticana. The other hard-to-find items that we usually bring in sometime in April or May is the jamuns, fresh jamuns.
Oh.
So look out for jamuns. It's a very short period, about maybe a couple of weeks only. It's very hard to transport, but we do bring jamuns every year. So as soon as the jamuns come in, and I will send you a sample, and I will also announce on the radio and on social media when the jamuns are in.
That'll be fantastic. Now, on social media, I have noticed that you've got a fantastic guy by the name of Diljit Dosanjh that promotes your products. How beautiful is that for the products and for Diljit as well?
Yeah, it looks like you know, he got lucky after joining Fruticana. He became a big star.
I just love that.
So he's been eating good Rajana mangoes, and since he tasted Rajana mango 3 years ago, and he has, you know, reached top of the ladder on entertainment.
You're so right. You're so right. I think that's the right way of putting it. Now, apart from his endorsement, obviously, people who shop at Fruticana also endorse your product. Is there something that you want to share with us that people come up to you and either oh jehde sadia buzurg maa baap hai ne oh aake duaan dende hai ke putter hai bahut saalan de baad assi dekhya gaya tu Fruticana ch leke aaye hai, thank you very much. Is there a story like that?
Stories, but one was the manja, as you mentioned that, and the second was ganne da ras, which is still available at Fruticana in Surrey. Two locations that we actually make fresh Ganita juice on 128 and 76 in that store. So we have a machine. So when people taste that, it takes you back to India, the people who came here 40, 50, 60 years ago, like I came here 45 years ago. So when you taste the Ganita juice, it takes you right back to your place, the village, wherever you came from, you know, it takes you back to that lady that you stood outside on the road and drank that juice. It will transport you there instantly. Same thing with the jamun. As soon as you put a jamun in your mouth, it takes you back to India. So when the people who tasted this item, they always, when they meet me, and they always say, thank you. I said, no, don't thank me, and thank my taste, but I was missing myself in Canada. For the last 45 years. So
now,
it's just what I craved, and I want to make sure everybody else gets the product.
Last time when we were talking about the opening of a brand new Fruticana in Alberta. So has all that been done now? We are in end of March. How many stores are we looking at?
We have 23 stores with that in Alberta, and the 24 stores coming in White Rock next month.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So, long awaited. People from White Rock did not want to cross the small bridge to come to Surrey. So they don't have to be anymore. So there will be a beautiful Fruticana. It's under construction right now. It should be open by April.
Well, I take this opportunity, Tony, and thank you very much for taking time and talking to us. I think I miss our monthly chit-chat. And really, whenever I say to you, it's been a long time I haven't talked to you, that means we haven't talked for at least 2 months.
Well, we will talk right after Vaisakhi. Vaisakhi is a big thing, Middle Kirtan coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We will update. Our tent is always the same spot on 76 and 128. And we will talk after Vaisakhi and let you know how that went.
Lovely. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
और लीजिए वादे के मुताबिक डॉक्टर प्रगट सिंह भुर्जी हमारे साथ हैं और डॉक्टर साहब आपका प्रोग्राम में स्वागत है. कैसे हैं आप?
बहुत बढ़िया, बहुत बहुत. और आप जब भी आपसे बात करते हैं हमारा दिल खुश होता है, मन खुश होता है और बातें जो है अपने आप ही निकल आती हैं. और आपके मिजाज कैसे हैं आज?
आज कल खराब थे, आज अच्छे हैं.
बहुत बढ़िया.
सो डॉक्टर साहब, मैं सोच रही थी पिछले दिनों एक कोई रिपोर्ट आपने भेजी थी हमें, शॉकिंग इंक्रीज इन नंबर ऑफ बीसी यूथ हु सेल्फ हार्म देमसेल्व्स, राइट?
तो
ये हेल्थ सर्वे है, इसके बारे में थोड़ी जानकारी दीजिए.
पिछले 30 सालों से ना हर 5 साल बाद ये हेल्थ सर्वे होता है और पिछले 20 साल से जो इसकी एग्जीक्यूटिव डायरेक्टर है उनका नाम है एली स्मिथ और जो सेंटर है मैक्रेरी सेंटर सोसाइटी इसको करती है. तो पिछले साल उन्होंने ना आंकड़े इकट्ठे किए और हमारे ब्रिटिश कोलंबिया में 60 स्कूल डिस्ट्रिक्ट है. तो 59 स्कूल डिस्ट्रिक्ट मीन्स 59 आउट ऑफ 60 स्कूल डिस्ट्रिक्ट ने पार्टिसिपेट किया था और इसमें 58,500 बच्चों ने भाग लिया था. तो वो टीनेजर्स हैं, 38,500 स्टूडेंट्स, 59 आउट ऑफ 60 स्कूल डिस्ट्रिक्ट और उनकी उम्र 12 से 19 साल की थी. तो हम 13 से 19 जैसे 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 तो टीनेज ईयर्स की बात करते हैं
जी.
तो उसमें उन्होंने देखा भी जो पिछले साल की स्टडी आई, अब अगली स्टडी 2028 में होगी, जो 2023 की स्टडी उसके उन्होंने हमारे आंकड़े जो हमें बताए तो उन्हें पता लगा भी जो हमारे यूथ है, जो टीनेजर्स हैं, वो बॉडी को सेल्फ हार्म करने में 18% जो है रिपोर्ट आ रही है. इसका मतलब ये हुआ हर 6वां या 7वां जो हमारा टीनेज बच्चा है वो अपने बॉडी को कुछ ना कुछ हार्म करने की सोच रहा है. तो ये अच्छी बात नहीं है. तो सेल्फ हार्म में उन्होंने ये देखा भी बॉडी को वो पनिश करते हैं स्टार्वेशन के माध्यम से, भी अंदर भोजन नहीं डालना ताकि बॉडी को दुख पहुंचाए, या फिर कोई बहुत ज्यादा 3-3, 4-4 घंटे एक्सरसाइज करते हैं ताकि बॉडी गलनी शुरू हो जाए, या फिर वो एक्सरसाइज ऐसे करते हैं जिसमें उनके बॉडी को चोट लगे, डैमेज हो, तो बॉडी को इंजरी पहुंचाना चाहते हैं. और चौथा उन्होंने देखा था ड्रग इनटेक जो है वो फॉलो करते हैं. आज से 5 साल पहले जो स्टडी हुई थी उसमें सुसाइड जो अटेम्प्ट था वो 7% था, अब वो 5% है, थोड़ा कम हुआ, लेकिन जो विचार की जो भावनाएं हैं वो 18% तक चली गई है और पिछले 30 साल में ये सबसे ज्यादा है. और ये बहुत कॉम्प्लेक्स है.
सो डॉक्टर साहब, आपने कहा ये कॉम्प्लेक्स है, बट दे मस्ट हैव लुक्ड एट डिफरेंट एस्पेक्ट्स के हमारे जो बच्चे इस समय हैं और जो आज से 30 साल पहले के बच्चे थे, उनमें ज़मीन आसमान का फ़र्क ये भी है कि आजकल जो सोशल मीडिया है या जो इनटेक है टेलीविज़न का या म्यूज़िक का, वो उस ज़माने से कहीं ज़्यादा है.
जी जी, तो बिल्कुल सही बात आपने कही. सोशल मीडिया भी आ गया 30 साल में, तो सेलफोन ऐसे हुआ नहीं करते थे, ना ही कोई सोशल मीडिया था. दूसरा उन्होंने थोड़ा बहुत, देखो जब भी हमें कुछ नहीं लगता तो हम कोविड को भी बीच में ले आते हैं कि 2 साल कोविड की वजह से वो आइसोलेट रहे, शायद उसकी वजह से मानसिकता में प्रॉब्लम आ रही है. तो 24% बच्चों ने सेल्फ हार्म करने की कोशिश की है, मीन हर चौथा बच्चा या पांचवा बच्चा, और ये दर पिछले 10 साल में 15% ज्यादा बढ़ी है. उन्होंने देखा अभी इंक्रीज हो रही है. उसमें ये है भी कुछ ना कुछ बॉडी को हमारी जो रिस्ट है उसके बाजू में कट लगा देना या बॉडी को थोड़ा थोड़ा डैमेज करना, या फिर मैंने कहा था ईटिंग डिसऑर्डर की जो बात की थी, तो उसमें ये देखा है भी यूथ अपने आप को अकेला बहुत महसूस कर रहे हैं. 25% यूथ ये लोनलीनेस का बात कर रहे हैं, हालांकि स्कूल जा रहे हैं, घर में रह रहे हैं, लेकिन वो फील कर रहे हैं भी उनकी दिल की बात कोई प्यार मोहब्बत से नहीं सुन पा रहा, या वो अपनी बात शेयर नहीं कर पा रहे अच्छी तरीके से,
और दे डोंट बिलोंग एनीवेयर
जी. और वो मतलब कल्चरली तौर पे या रिलीजियस तौर पे या कई तौर पे अपने आप को वो सेंस ऑफ बिलोंगिंग उनकी जो है कम हो गई। लेकिन ना इसमें एक
नहीं नहीं बताइए इसमें एक क्या
एक गुड बात ये थी भी जो टीनेजर्स 8 घंटे सोते हैं उन्होंने 76% ने कहा भी हम बहुत खुश हैं और जो 8 घंटे से कम सोते हैं सिर्फ 48% ने कहा भी हम खुश हैं। देख लो एक नींद जो आपके हाथ में है वो भी एक प्रिवेंटिव फैक्टर है लेकिन प्रॉब्लम ये पड़ गई है बहुत देर तक ना बच्चे टिक 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 हमारे फोनों पे लगे रहते हैं चैटिंग करते रहते हैं तो उनकी नींद जो है उनके हाथों से चली गई है। तो ये जो स्मार्टफोन है या ब्लू लाइट है या टैबलेट है या कंप्यूटर है जो भी है ये 2-3 घंटे सोने से पहले बंद करना चाहिए क्योंकि हमारे न्यूरॉन्स इतने एक्टिवेट हो जाते हैं भी उनको कूल डाउन करने में टाइम लगता है। तो बच्चे को देखो टीनेज इयर्स में प्यूबर्टी भी हो रही है बॉडी का विकास हो रहा है जैसे एक छोटा बच्चा था उसको ज्यादा नींद की जरूरत है इसलिए बच्चा हर दिन 30 ग्राम गेन करता न्यूबॉर्न बेबी। तो इस दौरान उनके बॉडी को कम से कम 8-9 घंटे की नींद चाहिए और ये स्टडी में ये भी आया था भी जो टीनेजर 8 घंटे या ज्यादा सो रहे हैं वो 76% खुश हैं उनको कोई समस्या नहीं है और जो 8 घंटे के नीचे हैं सिर्फ 48% ने कहा हम खुश हैं लेकिन 52% ने कहा हम ना खुश हैं। तो ये एक आपके हाथ में फैक्टर है। दूसरा उन्होंने ये कहा भी हमारे पास ना कम्युनिटी में कोई सेंटर्स है रिसोर्सेज है ना स्कूल में कोई प्रोविजन है ना घर में कोई प्रोविजन है और घर में वो डरते भी हैं भी हम बात करें कि ना करें और जो लड़के हैं उन्होंने सिर्फ 5% ने कहा भी उनको रिसोर्सेस नहीं मिल रहे जो लड़कियां हैं उन्होंने 18% कहा भी हमको रिसोर्सेस नहीं मिल रहे। तो उनको पूछा भी आप बताइए भी आपके मन में क्या चल रहा है तो 58% जो है टीनेजर्स उनने कहा भी हम नहीं चाहते हमारे पेरेंट्स को इसके बारे में पता लगे। करीबन 54% ने कहा भी या जो हमारे मन में ये ख्याल आ रहे हैं बॉडी को हार्म करने के या सुसाइड करने के ये चले जाएंगे ये तो आते रहते हैं जाते रहते हैं। 45% ने कहा हमें पता ही नहीं इसके लिए कहाँ पर जाएं हेल्प लेने जाएं और 42% ने कहा भी हमें पता नहीं भी ये कॉन्फिडेंशियल भी रहेगा कि नहीं रहेगा सभी को पता लग जाएगा सभी बोलेंगे ये मेंटल हो गया और 33% को ये डर था भी मुझे कोई ना कोई बैड ये डायग्नोसिस दे देंगे और बोलेंगे तू पागल हो गया। तो ये देखिए ये डर की बातें जो है बहुत इसमें सर्वे में आया है और इसमें मैं ये कहूंगा भी हमारे मंदिर मस्जिद गुरुद्वारे चर्चेस हैं वहां पर टीम्स के लिए जरूर प्रोग्राम लेके आए ताकि हमारे रिलीजन हमारे लैंग्वेज हमारी संस्कृति हमारे कल्चर में वो इंटीग्रेटेड रहे। तो एक तो ये है दूसरा बच्चों के साथ ना एक ओपन कम्युनिकेशन होना चाहिए माँ बाप का कुछ भी मीडियम पे वो बात करना चाहते हैं तो उनके साथ खुल के बात करें बजाय कि तेरे नंबर कितने आए तूने क्या किया उसको बोलने दो बजाय कि हम उसको डांटें हम उसको कोसें भी तेरे 95 आने से ये थे नंबर तेरे 90 क्यों आए है ना। तो उसको समझने की जरूरत है हमें। तो मैं कहता हूँ बच्चों को मत पढ़ाओ लेकिन नेक्स्ट लाइन सुन लो बच्चों को पढ़ो रीड योर चाइल्ड।
Isn't that beautiful?
एक बुक है मैं वो भी पेरेंट्स को कहूंगा इट टेक्स अ होल विलेज टू रेज अ चाइल्ड एक बच्चे की जिंदगी बरकरार और बिल्कुल कामयाब बनाने के लिए पूरे गांव की जरूरत पड़ती है तो इसलिए उनको वॉलंटियर काम में स्पोर्ट्स में म्यूजिक में लैंग्वेज में डांस में और चीजों में इंटीग्रेट करो और जो उनके साथ में उनकी जो मन स्थिति है उसको जानने की कोशिश करो और उनके साथ अगर बुलिंग वगैरह होती है तो उसके प्रोग्राम से स्कूल में काउंसलिंग की जरूरत है आउटसाइड जो हमारे अदारे हैं उनमें काउंसलिंग और थेरेपी की जड़ी जो मतलब जरूरतें ज्यादा है तो ये सरकार को भी ये रिपोर्ट गई है सरकार भी इसके ऊपर काम करेगी मेरे हिसाब से और आपके प्रोग्राम के माध्यम से हम चाहते हैं हमारी हमारे कम्युनिटी प्रोग्राम जो है एनहांस करें क्योंकि हमारा जो लैंग्वेज है इमिग्रेंट पॉपुलेशन है हमारे जो संस्कृति है धार्मिक अदारे हैं हमारा जो पहरावा है उस हिसाब से प्रोग्राम अधिक जाए।
डॉक्टर साहब वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग सर्वे जो किया गया है मैं इसमें से एक और बात निकालना चाहती हूँ वो आपके पास ज़रूर होगी कि इसमें जब आप टीनेजर्स की बात करते हैं जो अपने आप को हार्म करना चाहते हैं उनमें उन्होंने क्या डिवाइड किया है कि लड़के कितने हैं लड़कियाँ क्या हैं
इसमें उन्होंने बताया तो नहीं है लेकिन उन्होंने ये जरूर कहा भी सिर्फ 5% लड़कों को ये दुविधा आई भी
कहाँ बात
नहीं मिल रही
या या
हाँ 95% वो कर सकते थे
right.
और लड़कियों में सिर्फ करीबन 88% ने कोश 82% ने सर्विसेज लेने की कोशिश की, 18% ने डर के माध्यम से भी उनके ऊपर कुछ लेबल लग जाएगा या माँ बाप को पता लग जाएगा, उन्होंने सर्विसेज के लिए अपना गौर ही नहीं किया. तो ये ज्यादा फिर कह सकते हैं भी हमारी बेटियों में ज्यादा ये श्रेणी बढ़ रही है जो सर्विसेज नहीं ले रही. तो सर्विसेज स्कूल में होनी चाहिए. देखो बच्चे की ना जिंदगी के तीन अहम पिलर है, एक है आपका घर, दूसरा है स्कूल, तीसरा है समाज. तो तीनों में सर्विसेज उनके लिए होनी चाहिए. और हमेशा जब बच्चा स्कूल से आता है उसका जरूरी नहीं हर दिन खुशनुमा होगा, उसके साथ बातचीत करनी चाहिए. वो अपनी बातचीत आपसे प्यार मोहब्बत से भी कर सके और डिस्क्लोज कर सके उसके मन में क्या चल रहा है. और थेरेपी बहुत ही कामयाब हो जाती है. जरूरी नहीं है कि दवाइयां की जरूरत पड़ती है. जो एंग्जाइटी है डिप्रेशन है चलो मानते हैं वो कम है, लेकिन उसके लिए भी हम थेरेपी ही कहते हैं. और उनके मन में जो विचार आ रहे हैं उनको कैसे मॉड्यूलेट करना, कॉग्निटिव बिहेवियर थेरेपी जिसको गुरु नानक के घर में बोलते हैं आपन हथी अपना आप ही कार सवारी, हम उनको टूल्स दें ताकि अपने जो विचार हैं अपने जो थॉट्स हैं उनको कैसे वो मॉड्यूलेट कर सकें.
डॉक्टर साहब एक रिपोर्ट आई थी अभी पिछले दिनों की स्कूलों में जो बहुत यंग बच्चे हैं उनको रिक्रूट कर रहे हैं ये ड्रग डीलर्स. ये कितनी बड़ी समस्या है हमारी अपनी कम्युनिटी में अगर देखा जाए तो.
बहुत ही ज्यादा बड़ी समस्या है और इसमें मुझे बहुत सारी इंफॉर्मेशन भी है अवेलेबल है. बहुत सारे बच्चे जो है उनको $5 दिए जाते हैं एक पैकेज देने के लिए. तो बच्चे जो है रिक्रूट हो जाते हैं तो अपने फ्रेंड सर्कल में वो पैकेजेस बेचते हैं. कई बच्चे जो हाई स्कूल के हैं दूसरे स्कूल डिस्ट्रिक्ट में लेके जाके वहां पर बेच रहे हैं और दूसरे स्कूल डिस्ट्रिक्ट के बच्चे हमारे स्कूल डिस्ट्रिक्ट में आके कर रहे हैं. तो ये बहुत ही ऑर्गेनाइज किस्म का काम चल रहा है, कैश अब इसमें चल रहा है. तो बात यही है भी क्यों बच्चा उस तरफ जा रहा है, क्योंकि उसको नॉलेज नहीं है, उसको काउंसलिंग की जरूरत है. अगर उसके मन में कुछ एंग्जाइटी है गलत चल रहा है तो उसके लिए थेरेपी अवेलेबल है. बेस्ट है छोटेपन से ही माँ बाप ना उसके साथ रोज खेले हंसे कूदे, स्पोर्ट्स म्यूजिक सिंगिंग डांसिंग, और स्कूल में जाके जो पेरेंट सपोर्ट ग्रुप है उसमें भी भाग लें. ऐसा नहीं भी बच्चा स्कूल में भेज दिया आप मियां बीवी दोनों काम करो 10-10 घंटे पैसे कमाओ दो बड़ी कार ले लो बड़ा घर ले लो, ऐसा नहीं. स्कूल में भी पार्टिसिपेट करें ताकि बच्चे को पता हो मेरे माँ बाप आ रहे हैं स्कूल में और फुली इन्वॉल्व है. तो देखिए ये छोटा है वर्ग, छोटा है मैं कहूंगा अभी पॉपुलेशन में. हमारे अच्छे अच्छे टीनएजर्स बच्चे भी हैं लेकिन हम चाहते हैं भी दूसरे जो इस मार्ग में जा चुके हैं उनको फिर रिहैबिलिटेट किया जा सकता है.
डॉक्टर साहब एज ऑलवेज थैंक यू सो वेरी मच. ये बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट इशू है जिसके बारे में तो हमें प्रोबेबली हर हफ्ते बात करनी चाहिए.
बिल्कुल जी हजूर, हम आपकी हजूरी में रहेंगे. खुश रहो, आबाद रहो, हंसते रहो, वंदे रहो. बच्चों के साथ टाइम जरूर स्पेंड करो, इमोशनल क्वालिटी टाइम स्पेंड करो और उनको लिसन करो जब वो बोल रहे हैं और डीपली लिसन करो. जब डीपली लिसन करते हैं आधा रोग तो वहीं पर खत्म हो जाएगा.
सही कह रहे हैं, सही कह रहे हैं, बिल्कुल सही कह रहे हैं डॉक्टर साहब आप. थैंक यू सो वेरी मच.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
एंड वी हैव विद अस इन द स्टूडियो टू मेंबर्स ऑफ पार्लियामेंट फ्रॉम अल्बर्टा. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल गार्नेट जीनियस, मोस्ट वेलकम इन आवर प्रोग्राम. हाउ आर यू डूइंग?
वेरी वेल, थैंक्स फॉर हैविंग मी टुडे.
Thank you. And Arnold Viersen, how are you doing?
Thanks for having us, Sushma. This is great to be here, and I'm doing excellent. I'm enjoying the warm weather of British Columbia.
Oh, yes. You guys have got minus temperatures, right?
Yeah, at night, yeah.
But we're going to have good weather in the next 4 or 5 days. What did you talk to you about? A lot of things that the Liberal government at the moment is trying to do. I bet you've got a list of topics that you want to talk about, but let me just give you 5 so that you can wrap your mind around it. The carbon tax, arrive can, affordable housing, immigration, surge in, crime throughout Canada. Which topic would you like to talk most about?
Well, just to summarize, I mean, I think you've hit the key topics that are on the minds of a lot of people that align with our common sense priorities. What we're working on this session is axing the tax, building the homes, fixing the budget, stopping the crime. Axing the tax being the carbon tax. I think we've seen, in fact, the Liberals now, they're trying to create exceptions for certain parts of the country at the expense of other parts of the country, and yet they've still said that across the country the carbon tax is going to continue to increase dramatically. Our plan is to axe the carbon tax, and in the meantime to push the government not to increase it further, so spiking the hike and axing the tax. So axe the tax, build the homes, and you know, home prices is an issue in Alberta,
right?
But it's a massive issue here on the West Coast, right? I don't know. Looking at the home prices, I don't know how it's possible. Many of your listeners, even people that are doing fairly well, that have good jobs, still really struggling with housing affordability, and the key issue there is home construction. We need to remove the gatekeepers that are blocking housing construction, get the cost of government out of home construction, and so axing the tax, building the homes, fixing the budget, and part of fixing the budget is addressing the scandalous waste of money we've seen with outside contracting, and this goes to the Arrive Scam issue you talked about. Arrive Scam, $60 million spent on an app, insider contractors making massive amounts of money simply to receive a contract and subcontract. But the broader issue is that this government has spent tens of billions on outside consultants in general. So we've had growth in the public service, while we've also had growth in hiring other people to do work that the public service should be doing. So there is lots of room for fixing the budget, and through it addressing the cost of living implications of that, and then stopping the crime. I mean, I think we see across this country how the Liberal soft on crime experiment has failed, and the cash and release approach Liberals take is repeatedly returning violent offenders to the streets. We need jail, not bail, for repeat violent offenders. We need serious accountability for people that that are reoffending over and over and over again. So it's all there, as you said, axe the tax, build the homes, fix the budget, stop the crime.
I was going to ask you about axe the tax. So the money that the government is collecting, where is it going really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just around axe the tax. Like, one of the things that we say is just that life is getting unaffordable in Canada. And what happens with the carbon tax in particular is they're taxing businesses and trucking companies and farmers, right? And so if they tax the farmer that grows the food, and they tax the truck that drives the food to the grocery store, and they tax the grocery store, our food, Canadians can't afford food. And that's a major problem. Now, the Liberals, they're trying to say, well, we give this big rebate, right? Mm. They say, oh, we do this big rebate. But even the rebate program is generally less than the average Canadian pays in the carbon tax. So not only are we taxing the farmer, we're taxing the truck driver, we're taxing the grocery store, but the average Canadian is also paying the carbon tax on all the things that directly, some of these things. So the money goes into the system, and they say it comes back out in a circle, and they claim that the government doesn't take any out of that system. But we know that there's a several billion dollar cost to administering the whole program.
Yeah, and when Stephen Harper became Prime Minister, he created an independent officer of Parliament to look at budgetary issues, the Parliamentary Budget Officer, which is a very, very important role to provide independent fiscal analysis to members of Parliament and through them to the public. And the Parliamentary Budget Officer has looked at this issue and said that very clearly, when you look at both the fiscal and the broader economic costs, that Canadians are worse off as a result of the carbon tax. That's what independent analysis shows, and I think that resonates with Canadians' own experience. They see how the carbon tax drives up the costs of food and of other things they use. You know, you could combine the carbon tax issues impacting food with the housing issues. Mm-hmm. The essentials people need, food and shelter, are so much more expensive as a result of policies pursued by the Trudeau NDP Liberal government after 8 years. I think so many people are seeing and experiencing how they are poorer as a result of the policies of the Trudeau government. And I hope that soon we'll be in a position to reverse those policies.
You brought the name of NDP and Liberal marriage together. You didn't say the marriage. I'm using the word marriage or liaison. And many people feel that the Liberals are looking bad in this whole situation, whereas the NDP is the one who is doing a lot of work for the people, like getting the dental plans for seniors and doing rest of the stuff that people would like. How do you feel about that? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, particularly on the crime and chaos around the, like, handing out drugs rather than providing treatment, that's an NDP initiative. The Liberal government is going along with that, but the crime and chaos in our streets is, and the government handing out drugs, that is entirely an NDP program. But the NDP continued to prop up the government. When it comes to the carbon tax, we just had a motion of non-confidence in Parliament just last week, yes. And the NDP support the government. They don't vote with us on that. So the NDP can say that they're doing all of these things, but they are continuing to make life more affordable. After 8 years of Justin Trudeau, Canadians can't afford this prime minister, and the NDP continue to support him.
I remember many years ago, you know, if you made about $100,000 a year, you could afford a house which is $5 million. And today, $100,000 won't even buy you a house in Lower Mainland if you're making $100,000 a year to buy a house which is $1 million. Affordability is an issue, basically in British Columbia and Ontario. But affordability cannot be labeled as a problem of immigration, and especially students who are coming to study here. And we all know that the students who are born, kids who are born here, go to university, don't pay as much money as the students who come from outside. They pay four times the amount of money that is needed to go to universities. So you are taking that money from them, and then you are blaming them. It's the housing issue, housing crisis. Where do you guys stand on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's clear that under Justin Trudeau, we are not building enough homes, right? So when you have population growth and you're not building enough homes, then you're going to have a widening gap between the number of people and the number of homes. But the core problem there is not the people, it's the homes, mm-hmm. right? It's that the homes are not getting built. We're not building as many homes today as we were in the 1970s.
And what is the reason?
Our leaders put out some very detailed videos analyzing this problem. And I would encourage people to go and look at some of those longer form presentations where he really goes into depth. He had a groundbreaking documentary called Housing Hell, where he laid out the problem. But to summarize it, there is so much extra cost imposed by government on the construction of homes. That is, in many markets, the biggest cost associated with home construction. And there's regulatory burdens, and there's processes that where sort of the not in my backyard movement blocks new homes from being built. So you ran into this problem where, in theory, at an abstract level, people say we need more homes, but there's a piling on of costs and red tape to prevent in any specific place those homes from getting built. So our common sense plan is to say to municipalities specifically, it's up to you to figure this out, how you're going to do it in your local area and when, where exactly new building is going to happen. But you have to meet certain targets in terms of new home construction. If you don't meet those targets, you are going to lose money in terms of federal transfers. And if you exceed those targets, you're going to get a bonus. Municipalities have to be held accountable for streamlining processes and getting costs and red tape out of the way for meeting those targets. The federal government transfers huge amounts of money to municipalities for different kinds of reasons. One might be for infrastructure projects. It seems like common sense to me that if the federal government is transferring money to municipalities for new, for instance, public transit infrastructure, that there would be a requirement to have significant new home construction around those transit stations. And the federal government, especially because they're funding that infrastructure, can insist on it. So there's action needed at every level, but there's been a lack of federal leadership up till now, and conservatives would provide that leadership.
One of the last points I just want to make quickly is around fixing the budget. Fixing the budget will bring, if we can balance the budget, we can bring the interest rate down. Mm-hmm. One of the major problems that we have in getting people into housing or getting new housing built is the interest rate, the higher interest rate that we've seen over the last number of years. And that is in direct result to the inflationary spending that Justin Trudeau has unleashed over his tenure after 8 years. So we're going to fix the budget. That'll bring down the interest rate, and that'll make it so people can afford homes.
Thank you, both of you, for coming to the studios and taking part in the program.